are joined by NAMA CEO Carla Bellacci to discuss the outcome of this year's public policy conference that took place in Washington, D.C. from September 29th to October 1st, 2014. Carla, welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Always a pleasure and happy to have the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, let's jump right in. This year marked the third public policy conference for you, and looking back, can you tell me a little bit about the ways in which this year differed from the first year?
Absolutely. In 2012, which was my first public policy conference, under my direction, the event has existed since 2010. But 2012, like many things at NAMA at that point, was about reestablishing our presence, particularly in Washington, and beginning the process of making our visibility, our profile. And when I say NAMA, I'm sort of interchanging that with the industry, because really that's what we do. We represent the industry. So it was reestablishing NAMA as a spokesperson and our representation of the industry in Washington. So what we did there reflected a lot of that. We were raising our flag. We were making legislative the legislative body, the executive branch, and the regulatory or executive branch of the government aware of who NAMA is and who we represent. We were putting forward the issues that we manage, and there are many of them. And so in that case, we were putting out our policy positions and just trying to reestablish a prominent footprint in D.C. So, and that, you know, that followed the transition of the CEO and the government affairs positions, both of which had been vacant for about a year as the organization made that transition. So fast forward to you know, a few years later, I believe that NAMA's reputation, our mission, and our representation and voice of the industry is much more well-established. So in that regard, mission accomplished. And we are much more well-known. And what, you know, I can make those claims, but what is the evidence of that? So the evidence of that is and how it manifests in the public policy conference was we had much greater access to much more influential people and entities that affect our issues. And we had much greater engagement by a broader cross-section of people. So for example, partnership association with other associations and other groups where we share common issues. Much, much more of that. And they were lobbying with us. It was larger and yet more inclusive at the same time. So we had all of our board members. We had our government relations committee. We had the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia State Council representatives. We had the members of the Emerging Leaders Network and others who represent other associations or other groups all with us in this merry band, and yet we were having more pointed, more meaningful, and more issue-based discussions because of the work we'd been doing for the past couple of years. So it sounds sort of like a juxtaposition. How could you be bigger and have more people involved and yet be more focused and inclusive? And it's because of what has transpired in the two intervening years.
What other strengths of the public policy conference do you see that make it continue to grow and to be part of an industry staple?
So the public policy conference by design is very issue focused, and so in 2012 we told everybody about all of our issues. In 2013 we got more focused on specific issues, but we hadn't yet built all the relationships and all the access to some of the key influencers. In 2014 we took our top three issues, such as calorie disclosure, coin and currency, and other issues surrounding nutrition and wellness. And we spoke with influencers at the FDA. We spoke with the deputy director, but he is the top person who is determining what form calorie disclosure will take in vending. We spoke with the acting director of the Mint. He actually spoke to us at one of our dinners. And again, this is the person who is overseeing the creation of the regulations that will determine whether coins are changed and how acceptance will be managed in the vending space. The list sort of goes on in that regard. So the public policy conference is very issue-focused. It's smaller, more impactful lobbying. It showcases NAMA not to the broad general public as much, perhaps not so much about all the great things we're doing, but for example, we had the White House chef, Sam Kass, who is also the director of nutrition policy for the First Ladies Let's Move initiative. We had him come and speak to our event, and we were able to show a video about FitPick and all the things that our industry is doing around nutrition and wellness. So that's the kind of media platform that we have in this very focused, issue-based event. And it gets our top leadership involved. It gets our future leaders involved. And I'd like to think it helps to impress and engage some of our partner organizations with what we're doing.
Well, as you said earlier, the public policy conference is a showcase for NAMA and the industry to politicians and political staffers, and not all vending and micro market and OCS operators have the chance to attend the public policy conference and voice their concerns to these staffers. And I wonder if there's a message that you could relay to operators not able to attend NAMA's legislative work. What would that message be?
Well, first of all, we're working very hard for you every day. And the result of that is the continued growth and influence that we're now experiencing, the ability to get an amendment to the appropriations bill that protects and industry and recommends to the FDA that they accept industry efforts when it comes to calorie disclosure. That's a result of the very good work that we're doing in the public policy conference. It's just another big tool or lever that we pull to do that. I think the next thing I would want our members to know is that this is just a point of the spear, or if you want to think of it like at the top of the triangle, that all politics are still local. And it all starts from the bottom up. You call it grassroots, call it whatever you will. You will never know when, you know, to my member companies, I guess I would say, you will never know when your relationships with your elected officials in your district will be needed, or when that person is going to be in a decision-making role about what impacts our industry. And so you may not be able to be at the point of that spear. You may not be in the public policy conference. But everything that you can do matters. And I would just continue to encourage our members to get involved. We'll help you learn how to do grassroots advocacy. We'll help you build those relationships. We'll help you tell your story. And just pay it forward, because it all comes up to that point.
And Carla, where do you see the public policy conference heading in the next 3 to 5 years? What would you like it to become?
Well, you know what they say, you do a great thing and then that becomes the norm, right? So we will continue to work to make the public policy conference our annual D.C. Issue-based event. And I would think that, you know, the issues, the discussions will become more pointed. I can see us leveraging that a little bit into perhaps things like a summit where we convene voices on issues that are ours and like ours, and we have more of a dialogue around, including contrary voices and views around our issues, as another way of magnifying what's important to us, and that would bring in a different kind of media attention. And, you know, who knows whether that would be press conferences or just a focus on these dialogues that we would be facilitating. So that's where I see the public policy conference going. But there's another thing that we need to do, and we are looking to potentially do this in 2015, and that is to showcase NAMA in D.C. in a different way with a legislative fly-in. And so I call that, you know, the y'all come. That would be open to all NAMA members. So they may not get to be in the PPC, but we would welcome participation in the legislative fly-in. And you've all heard about these kinds of things where members come to Washington and we take them en masse to Capitol Hill and introduce them to their elected officials in Washington, where they talk about the things that are important to them, both in terms of ensuring growth and the things that are, you know, a burden. And we create those relationships for them that they can then take home to their district and manage, as I mentioned earlier, on an ongoing basis. The other thing that it does is it gives us a platform to showcase the industry to a broader, you know, just it's the good story, the good work that we're doing. So something like where we would set up all the facets, whether it be vending machine or OCS or micro markets, and invite public officials and members to come together and showcase the industry, consumers, and general media. So I think that we will be able to do that in the coming year, and we will be reaching out through you and through our own outlets to encourage our members to participate.
Fantastic, Carla. I look forward to hearing more about the fly-in as details transpire.
Thank you. Yes, well, we're excited, and my door and my phone remain open to members who have questions about what we're doing and who want to get involved, more importantly.
Thank you very much, Carla. We're joined by NAMA CEO Carla Bellacci discussing the 2014 Public Policy Conference. Thanks again, Carla.
Thank you.